You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Power Rankings show, presented to you by Energizer. This is the, as we call it here, the Week 20 edition. In our studios in Los Angeles, my name is Andrew Siciliano. On the other side of the screen, in a frozen, frigid Chicago, which just got the news that Caleb Williams is entering the 2024 NFL Draft. Eric Edholm, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. This is the pound for pound, the best round, right? Don't we agree?
The divisional round?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. After watching a super wildcard round that saw the average margin of victory sit at 17.3. And that includes, keep in mind, the fact that Sunday night in Detroit, it was a one-point game. Is that insane?
Impactful games, like yes. Games that had purpose, but not exactly the tightest ones. I think this round will be a little better, but yes, it is very much insane.
The Ravens are number one. The Niners are number two. They are the two number one seeds. They had the weekend off. They watched on their couch, and they have not changed. We'll get to them in a second. The Bills are up one. They are number three. The Lions are up one. They are number four. We're going to focus only on these four teams right now. And as we start this, I know there are people at home going, wait a minute. All you're doing is rearranging the 14 teams that made the playoffs. Yes. However, I will make an argument later that a couple of the teams were so bad, they should be dropped from the top 14. However, Eric, they do not include these top four. The Ravens are one. They get the Texans coming up as it's all chalk in the AFC. I would actually argue that with maybe Mark Andrews coming back and with Dalvin Cook waiting in the wings, the Ravens got better during their bye.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, well, as far as personnel and who could be available, no question about it. And, you know, did they need the rest? Obviously got some guys rested in week 18. Not everybody played against the Steelers in that one. It was bad conditions out there. So, yeah, I mean, I think they're at full strength and they've had the bulk of that time to look back at 2019 and the failures that were. I mean, everybody wrote their stories. Is this going to be another repeat of 2019? I don't think so, but they do have a stiff challenge, and I think things are set up maybe a little bit better, even though that was a pretty dominant team that won 14 games not long ago.
No, it's a dominant team here, and it was a dominant team in 2019, and they're facing a very good team of the Houston Texans, a team they beat in week number one. Obviously, a lot has changed for the Texans since then. We'll get into them a little bit later. That was C.J. Stroud's first start, didn't throw a touchdown, got sacked four times. Listen, he's better. Matter of fact, I think he's great. It's funny, oh, yeah. They beat Joe Flacco, the old elite conversation with Joe Flacco. We're going to have that elite conversation pretty soon, if not already, here for C.J. Stroud. So the Ravens are one. The Niners are two. The big thing for the Niners is get healthy during their bye. They have time to rest. And now they get the Packers coming to town. And honestly, not to take away from Green Bay, it sets up nicely here for Kyle Shanahan.
It does, yeah. I mean, Green Bay is obviously a very dangerous team, but I think the most important development was Philly blowing the lead, allowing the 49ers to clinch in Week 17, rest guys in Week 18, have this bye. They're in terrific shape. I guess you worry about offensive rhythm coming out or whatever. Joe Barry's defense has played much better for Green Bay, but I think they would take that uncertainty over knowing the fact that they got Christian McCaffrey a lot of rest. He's going to be used pretty heavily, I would imagine, in this game. And if they win going forward, Deebo Samuel on down the line. So, yeah, health was a big, big storyline last year in the playoffs. They're determined not to make it one, I think, this year. And, yeah, other than the Baltimore game, they look pretty darn good down the stretch.
Look, they have to be happy sitting here watching at home and getting healthy. The Cowboys are out. The Eagles are out. I know they beat them both and beat them both handily, but the Rams are out as well. And while Kyle has owned Sean of late the last 4 or 5 years in the regular season, obviously in the postseason, Rams beat him a couple of years ago in the NFC Championship game. To me, those were possibly, all due respect to the Lions, their three biggest threats. Eric, those three threats are gone.
Yeah, it's certainly a different field than we expected, I think, coming in. Obviously, the Lions are a legitimate team, and we have to take them seriously as a Super Bowl candidate. But, you know, it's crazy to step back and think one of the following is going to start in the NFC for the Super Bowl. It's going to be Brock Purdy. It's going to be Jordan Love. It's going to be Baker Mayfield or Jared Goff. That's who we're down to on that side of the field. And, you know, you put it through that lens, and it really kind of changes your perspective on what it's going to look like. So, yeah, I'll be fascinated to see how this all works out. But, it's still a pretty interesting feel. Like, even though you said, I think things have kind of really lined up pretty well if they can somehow slow down this Packers offense.
I love the Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, former number one pick redemption tour possibility there for the Super Bowl. Clearly, Goff has the better shot right now with a clearer path than Baker. But whatever. All right, let's get to the Bills. They are your new number three team, Eric. They are up one in the week 20, the divisional round power rankings. Josh Allen did what they needed him to do, be Superman, but without the kryptonite. He didn't turn the ball over. He rushed for this 52-yard touchdown. By the way, we agree. That was not a fake slide. That was a pitter-patter of the feet, guys. Do we agree that was not a fake slide, Eric?
I didn't even know people were arguing that.
Steelers fans are angry. The Steelers drafted the guy whose fake slide in college football changed the rules, and then he bragged about it. Anyway, I digress here. It wasn't a fake slide. Josh Allen now gets Mahomes at home.
Yeah, I think they were saying it's a fake slide to cover for Patrick Peterson not being able to catch a quarterback, but you know, I digress. Yeah, this is setting up, I think, the way everyone wanted it. Not Steelers fans, obviously, not Dolphins fans, but the rest of the neutral observing football universe had to, you know, grip for the idea that we're going to have another Allen Mahomes game. This one in Allen Park, though. I mean, in Orchard Park, I should say, rather.
Could be Allen Park.
Pretty interesting. It could be Allen Park. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. It'll be Allen Park if he wins this game. And the last time they met there, kind of a strange outing in 2020. I kind of throw that one out. The rest of them have been classics, and I expect nothing less. Allen's at the peak of his powers. We saw what Mahomes can do again last week. Bills defense, can they be healthy? Can they hold on? Are some of these injuries going to bite them in the end? I don't know. That's the big question I'm kind of left with.
The big one being Terrell Bernard, who was carted off with the ankle injury. He has played so well. And remember, no Matt Milano and no Tre'Davious White and no Jordan Phillips. The hits keep on coming for that Bills defense, but they get him at home. They get the Chiefs at home. Third time in 4 years they meet in the postseason, and first time Mahomes is going to play a playoff game other than a Super Bowl, obviously, outside of their building. When last they met, it's so crazy how things change down the stretch. When last these two teams met, Eric, you and I sat here and said, this is the Bills' season and really the Bills' soul as they're constructed on the line, right? They went to Arrowhead. That article had been written about Sean McDermott. You're like, this is it. They are on the brink. And then Kadarius Toney lined up offsides. The Bills got their win. And it's been like a march towards Vegas since then. And I cannot wait for this one, the best divisional, obviously the best weekend of the football year. All right, let's celebrate the Lions here. You know, I worked for the Rams. I wanted the Rams to win that game, but I'm happy for Jared Goff. As I said last week, I would be if they won. You got the fans crying. You got Brad Holmes yelling in an elevator. The Lions are up one spot. They are 4 this week in the power rankings.
Yeah, I mean, some people may disagree. Some people feel like maybe they got a little lucky there. Obviously, the Rams had kind of turned the tide of that game. Everyone bracing for that comeback victory, that fourth quarter victory that Stafford pulled off a lot of times in Detroit. But Jared Goff completes the biggest pass in his career. Not the toughest, not the prettiest, but the most important pass of his career. Hadn't completed one in almost a quarter at that point. So after the hot start, he really needed to finish that game off. He did. What a moment for him, right? And what a relief, I think, for the Detroit Lions fans who, you know, braced for this utter, you know, heart-rending disappointment. It didn't happen. And now they're favorites in this game coming up. Second straight home playoff game, unheard of time. First of all, the state of Michigan, right? The Wolverines, Harbaugh, and this, it is on fire right now in the football world. So I can't imagine what's going to go down this weekend, but they have to feel like, okay, now we're the hunted, right? I can understand a lot of people picking the Rams, but they have to feel like they need to take care of business in this game and not let the emotions kind of ruin the day.
You see that hug there, that embrace between Goff and Stafford at the end of the game. I recommend Inside the NFL or check out the NFL Films Twitter page here. It's a great moment in which Stafford tells Goff, hey, go win this thing. I'm happy for you. And then Jared, a couple of seconds later, after they had walked away, Jared circles back and says, basically, you're one of the toughest you-know-whats I've ever seen. Like, legendary toughness here. Like, respect. Because Matthew Stafford, that should have been a flag, by the way, for roughing there, got up at the end, and his hand was banged up, and he was banged up, and he kept on slinging it. And he is a warrior, a football warrior, obviously. Not a real warrior, but you know what I'm saying here. So the Lions are number four. We'll get to the Rams a little bit later. We'll get to the Texans as well. How about the Packers? Where do they land? Should the Eagles even be in these rankings? That's coming up on the NFL Power Ranking Show, presented by Energizer.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because he ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, here we go. Let's keep rolling to the NFL Power Ranking Show presented to you by Energizer. The QR code side of the screen that says scan me. You can scan it and see what we have here on NFL.com. The Chiefs are up 2. They are 5. The Texans up 3. They are 6. Look at the Packers up 6. They are 7. The Cowboys plummet. Are they really a top 10 team? They are 8. And the Buccaneers are up 3. They are 9. Think about this, and we will later. The Bucs are behind the Cowboys. The Bucs are playing next weekend. The Cowboys are not. All right, at home, the Chiefs are 5. I think a lot of teams prove their critics right this weekend. I think the Chiefs, though, might be the only team that truly proved their critics wrong. They look fine.
Yeah, I thought they did, right? I mean, they were prepared for the environment. Obviously, Miami wasn't. You know, it was sort of a you know, start to finish, really solid performance. I mean, Mahomes played well, dealt with some of the early drops, got Kelce going eventually. You know, it just sort of felt like they were very well prepared for this game, understanding that there was criticism about their game, understanding and knowing that people weren't going to be picking them to win the Super Bowl, and that they probably have to go on the road the following week. That was just the reality of it, and they took care of business because they've been in this situation so many times. Will that carry over? I tend to think so. I think they'll play well. I don't think they're going to come in there and get embarrassed, but yeah, they had to have this kind of a performance. If they kind of lucked their way into this next game, I don't think there would be as much sentiment for them being quote-unquote back as we know them to be anyway.
Yeah, I agree. And I will admit where I am wrong. I thought the Chiefs were the better team. I know they're the better team. I did pick the Dolphins when I did an Instagram video making all the picks Saturday morning because I felt that the Dolphins would be able to get the ground game going. And I thought the ground game with the weather as the equalizer would be the difference here. And I was absolutely wrong. Taylor Swift is a great chair dancer. The environment was all Kansas City. And the Dolphins just shriveled up. And, you know, the Dolphins are another one of these teams that can run up the score in September but can't do it in January. We see it again. Last year was Skylar Thompson, I realized. Okay, this year was Tua. And they couldn't do it. I know they have the defensive injuries, but the offense didn't show up. You had a 50-yard touchdown on an underthrown ball with a DPI. I mean, that's your only positive offensive play. All right, I digress. Let's get to the sixth seed. Your sixth-ranked team, that is. That is the Texans. Super impressive. Up 3. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were one of the teams that proved their critics wrong, but I am not one of these people that doubted C.J. Stroud. Matter of fact, I think those that doubted him shut up in September, and they've been silent since.
Yeah, anybody left still questioning him even prior to that game, I think, has to reevaluate their football observation a little bit. Now, look, obviously he could come out and get humiliated by the Ravens. I just don't see it happening, though, Andrew. I really think he's past that level, right? Not that we say he can't have a bad game, but, you know, the bad game he had in week one against Baltimore, you know, 4 sacks, no touchdowns. I don't think that's the kind of game he's going to have this weekend. I think he's going to come in prepared, confident. Yes, he doesn't have Tank Dell or Noah Brown and short some weapons, but I think they're going to go in there with all kinds of house money, nothing to lose, knowing that, you know, had they converted those 3 field goals into touchdowns in week one, it's a different story. Plus, they've come so far since then as a team. DeMeco Ryans, we didn't know anything about his coaching ability then. Now we've seen. He's brought this team together. Stroud was hurt. Will Anderson was hurt. Both were the best rookies on either side of the ball, I thought, this season when healthy. So they got a lot going for them. And I think they'll go in there and give the Ravens a test.
Yeah. And a year ago today, right now, a year ago today, we are 10 days into the I can't believe Lovie Smith and Davis Mills screwed up so badly, you know, tongue in cheek, that they are now stuck with the number 2 pick. And think about where we are
today.
They
used it pretty well.
Yeah. It worked out just fine. And it worked out great as well for the Green Bay Packers. Speaking of good coaching and good quarterback play, the Packers are making power moves. Power moves presented by Energizer. They are up 6. They are your number 7 team. As you and I record, Kyle Shanahan on Tuesday is on the podium saying, among other things, Christian McCaffrey is a full participant this week. And also saying that his staff started getting ready for the Packers midway through the second quarter of their win Sunday over the Cowboys. That's how thoroughly bludgeoned they, that's how badly they beat the Cowboys.
It's nice to get that little hour and a half, 2 hour jump start on your prep work, right? Obviously, they've been sitting around waiting. They watched this game unfold, and it turned out they didn't waste any time. They were right to prepare for Green Bay. And look, the way this offense is playing right now, I think you need extra time to prepare for it because, boy, it looked like the Cowboys had no real answers for either Jordan Love or Aaron Jones, who, you know, since coming back from injury has been probably one of the most productive backs in the league, led the NFL in rushing the final 4 weeks of the season. So, you know, it's like, I think I know who's more important, but you could make a legitimate case that Aaron Jones, especially against that Niners run defense, is almost as valuable as Love could be in this game.
Sure.
And homecoming game for Love, it's just, I think Green Bay will absolutely give them a lot to handle defensively. The question is, can they stop things on the other side? And I don't know about that.
Look, similar system, certainly offensively, same tree. Defensively, yeah. Here as well. This is the youngest team of the NFL, the Packers, that is, coming in to face an experienced team, but still with a young quarterback in Brock Purdy. You have kids all over the board, but you have key veterans like Aaron Jones that make such a difference here. This was a team in midway through the season that a lot of people thought it wasn't working. As we see Sad Jerry Jones talking about the Packers, it is working. They are hot, and I give them a puncher's chance here. Not a great chance, but a puncher's chance in Santa Clara on Saturday against the 49ers. Now let's get to the team they beat. We see Sad Dak Prescott, Sad Jerry Jones, okay? You have, Eric, the Dallas Cowboys as your number 8 team. They were 3. Now they are 8. Why should they even be in the top 10 when they flame out this badly? They are the summer blockbuster with the huge budget that all the kids are talking about. That when it gets to Oscar time, they get shut out because there's no substance.
Yeah. Oh, this is why I don't watch the Oscars, right? I don't have to worry about all that stuff.
Angry Midwest right? Man. Angry man in Midwest says, I don't watch Oscars.
I try to think of it this way. And this is my first year doing the power rankings. And I've always asked myself, like, okay, if these two teams met on a neutral field, meaning like, let's take the Bucks and Cowboys. If they met in Huntsville, Alabama, who would be favored in that game? I maintain the Cowboys would be a 4 or 5 point favorite in that one if they went against the Bucks, even after what we saw last week. So maybe I'm wrong about that. I still think head-to-head, Dallas is a better team. But there's no discounting what happened on the field. There's no, whitewashing anything that occurred. It was an ugly franchise-shifting performance, right? This was the rug being pulled out from under them like we've seen before. And where do you go from here if you're Jerry? Do you blow everything up? Do you try to import a Vrabel or a Belichick and fix this thing on the quick? And is that going to happen? I mean, you still got to worry about Dak, too. He's got a huge cap number next year.
Huge.
CD's got to be extended. Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't want to say it was Super Bowl or bust, but it certainly feels like that now talking about them.
Yeah, yeah. Dak's cap number is like 55, something near 60 million. They got to do something. So likely you have to commit to paying him another $150 million guaranteed. That's what you got to do.
And extend him.
That's what you got to do. You got to extend him. You got to take the number down. This contract was written to be redone right now. After this season, and this season ended far earlier than they thought it would end. All right, I want to tie the Eagles in here as well because the NFC East is the only division, Eric, that will not be represented on divisional weekend. The Eagles lost horribly. They folded 6 out of 7 down the stretch. You have them at 13 down 2. We're going to skip ahead a little bit here. Why should they even be in the top 14? I think they should be out of the power rankings here, honestly.
If there was a Buffalo Bills-like team, remember the Bills went into Week 18. We didn't know if they were going to make the playoffs. Obviously, they are now. But if there was that kind of a team that missed out where we were saying, boy, had they gotten in, they would have been a handful. Maybe the Saints, who actually quietly played pretty well down the stretch, you could make an argument for. But the Steelers lost, and I have been questioning them up and down all season. So it's more of a hierarchy thing. I get your argument, right? The way they played the final 7 games. I mean,
7.
Even with the Giants win, 7 games is a massive chunk of the season, right? It's almost 40%. So it's not like you can just sort of, you know, push this to the side and say, well, they were great at 10-1. I even had a few questions then. So I don't know, man. Yeah, this is – this is as bad as it gets, but I thought the Steelers were a worse team, and that's the only reason I could sneak both.
No, I get it. Bad team, bad tape. They have crash landed, and I would argue they don't deserve to be in the top 14. The Bucs do, however. The Bucs won. They're below the Cowboys. You have the Bucs at number 9, up 3. Eric, talk to the angry Buck fans that think they should be higher.
Well, look, there were some drop passes early. They settled for some field goals. They got a little dicey there for a second after Jalen got warm. But, you know, you're beating an A.J. Brownless Eagles team that was trending, you know worse than any stock that I've bought in the last 5 years. So, yeah, I just didn't think that this was as impressive a win at home over a team that was going in one direction only. But they're competitive. Todd Bowles has done a really nice job since his name came up as a possible name to watch to get fired. I don't think that's happening. Baker's done a great job. You know, it's fun to watch their progression this season, and I give them a lot of credit. I just don't know that they're a better football team pound for pound than what the Dallas Cowboys were.
Baker on the podium on Monday night said, "This is our last home game." Baker, there's actually a shot you can host the NFC Championship game. If you beat the Lions and the Packers beat the Niners, there could still be a game at Raymond James. You mentioned buying stocks coming up. Let's buy some futures. Shall we do that as we continue on the NFL Power Ranking Show presented by Energizer?
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the NFL Power Ranking Show presented by Energizer as we show you teams 10 through 14, the Rams, the Browns, the Dolphins, and then the two teams from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the Eagles at 13 and the Steelers at 14. Time to invest in the future presented by Fidelity. Eric, at home, why are you buying the Rams? I'm with you, by the way, but you tell me.
Yeah, I mean, I think the emergence of Puka certainly this season. Yep. I mean, incredible rookie year. Kyren Williams showing he can be a lead back, repairing that offensive line. And look, I don't know how long they've got left in Matthew Stafford, but when he was healthy, when he was on the field, as you pointed out several times throughout the season, he was great. So, you know, you squeeze a little more out of Cooper Kupp, you add pieces of that defense. I think there's an interesting future. Plus, you revived Sean McVay. I mean, he admitted in the post-game press conference he found his way again. And, You know, that's an important piece of that whole puzzle. I don't know what Aaron Donald does, but I like their future.
Yeah, and they might lose Raheem Morris. I hope they do, by the way, on a personal level. I hope he gets another shot at being a head coach because he deserves another shot. But the future truly is bright for this team, and I think it's bright as well for the Browns. Granted, they need to get the Deshaun Watson, Eric, that we saw that went 14 for 14 to the perfect passer rating with a broken shoulder to beat the Ravens on the road.
It was his high point, and then very shortly
and his
after,
last
his
point.
Low point.
Yeah.
Yeah. He mic drop, I guess, but all eyes clearly on him this offseason. Now they get back an amazing amount of talent, all the guys who got hurt throughout the season, but we'll see what happens with the coaching staff. Any changes there? Does Flacco come back as a number two? I mean,
no.
All options, I guess, would be on the table. I would love to see it. But, yeah, this is going to be very, very interesting team to watch. They have the pieces. Can they put it all together and find that magic one more time? Not always easy.
No. And when I say no, that's not saying I wouldn't want to see that. I just don't think it is feasible nor likely. Regardless, what is feasible and likely is that we are back to do this again after divisional weekend. All right, so we'll see you next week on the NFL Power Ranking Show presented by Energizer. For Eric, I'm Andrew. So long.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.